Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We come boldly because of your love, your Son, your goodness given to us. And we thank you for giving us grace for this time of need now in the morning to refresh us, but also in the day ahead to have food that can stand the test and overcome as we see you move on our behalf, Lord. So we thank you. We thank you for this word. We thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We've got verses 13 to 15 in Psalm 106. And I mean, here you just see God has just opened the sea to them, mighty powerful. And then more than that, he has delivered them from their foes and he's taken their foes out of the picture. And they rejoicing and just thinking of it. I just read the word now, and it's just such a word, eh? We often forget. I mean, they had not a clue how God was going to save them, and yet they didn't tell him he needs to do this or that. They just said, "Save us," and then God came through with mighty miracles, the sea opening up, and the same sea through that they could walk through. See the fish swimming here next to them in the sea. Okay, that's what we think, but you hear what I'm saying. And then at the same time, that very sea that opened up could then close up and wipe away their enemies. But now suddenly they're in a situation now where they are telling this mighty God, this big, beautiful God that knows exactly what we need. He predestined us for a destiny. And now they're telling him what to do. And yeah, we can just see that it's so important that we submit ourselves totally to the will of God and wait for his instruction. And he is the potter, we are the clay. We're not the potter. We don't tell God what to do. He's the potter. We the clay. The clay doesn't tell we born in him for his purposes, for his kingdom come. Amen. Let's just look at it. We'll see it here clearly. It's so beautiful. 13 to 15, sweetie.
I'm reading in the TPT
Yeah.
translation. Yet how quickly they forgot your miracles of power. They wouldn't wait for you to act when they were hungry, but demanded you satisfy their cravings and give them food. They tested you to the breaking point. So you gave them what they wanted to eat, but their souls starved away to nothing.
Hallelujah. This is so important. Their souls, you see, your soul is your will, intellect, and emotion. So when we are saved, we commit our life, our spirit, our being. That's a true man to God. And then he's got the plan that he has laid out for us that's written in heaven. That's what you see. If you're going to be claiming and framing and just wanting what you want, you're not going to be tapping into that which God has made available for you, and you will be building your own house. And another scripture says in Isaiah 50, the last verse 11, says you will be lighting your own fire, and then he says you will lie down in torment. So it's so important our wills is committed to God, and then when our will is committed to God, your will be done. Then he brings our intellect in mind. So we see what we need to see. We hear what we need to hear. And then in obedience and standing on that becomes in a part of our emotions. Our body shows that truth. Our mouths share that truth. Our minds understand that truth. So that's it, you know, guys. We've got to recognize this is supernatural. It was a supernatural deliverance we got. And the supernatural provision for us every day. Why? To fulfill a supernatural destiny in union with your Father. Hallelujah. This is powerful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lord, that your will be done in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.